Good morning. My guest this morning is Valerie Landis. She is the series producer of KRCB's TV program Natural Heroes that you hear every Monday at 7:30. This is Valerie's seventh year doing this show, and seven Emmy Awards go with those 7 years. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back, Roland.
Oh, love to talk to you. What caused you to bring this idea out of your unconscious and make it into an actuality?
Well, it was an idea that Nancy Dobbs, president of KRCB, had quite a few years ago in 2003 to have some sort of positive environmental show. So kind of brought it to me as a challenge, and it's been a successful one. I describe the show as an environmental film festival on television. So I act as mostly as a curator, seeking out great independent films about people helping our environment in unusual and creative ways, and bring those films to viewers across the country. So not only is it seen on KRCB here in the Bay Area, but on public television stations across the country.
Great. What have you done during the past year? Give us an idea of some of the shows.
Sure. So we have 13 new episodes that are going to be debuting this month, and it's a really great variety of topics. It's pretty easy to find environmental films that are all about doom and gloom, but not everybody responds to that. They want to see that the people are making a difference. Even if they're not, completely succeeding, people are trying to make a difference.
Right.
And that's what we're all about. So we have a little bit of everything. We're debuting with Queen of the Sun, which is about the global bee crisis, which is very important, and what people are doing about that. We have a little bit of everything. We have some Native American stories. We have some youth who have won the Brower Youth Awards, and the importance of our soils and why it's important to take care of it. And there's really something for everybody.
Excellent. What did you bring us during the last year? What did they miss, the ones who are now saying, oh, I wish I tuned in?
I don't know. I found that in the past we've had positive responses. I was a little bit surprised, but we've had many positive responses from Vietnam veterans have
really?
a nice following with our show across the country. So I'm really excited to bring a new film called Terra Firma to viewers. That's going to be debuting on KRCB on January 25th. And it's about three women who come back from war in the Middle East, and they are very changed by the experience. They come home back to the U.S., and they have PTSD, and they find farming is their path towards healing.
Wonderful.
So one veteran who now feeds the hungry in her hometown, she can still feel like a hero. She's not fighting in wars anymore, but she's fighting hunger. And I think it's a great story, and I think a lot of people will respond well to it.
Excellent. What do you hope for yourself? Where do you hope your career will take you?
I don't know. This has been a great ride so far.
I guess you're just happy
really
with what's going on.
I bring these stories to more people and actually make a difference with them. It's great to feel a little bit of warm fuzzies watching people make a difference, but I'm hoping that it really inspires others to get out there and try to make a difference in their own community.
Well, I think that you're right on the money for that, because although I listen to a lot of broadcasting about terrible things happening and feel that I need to find out about those things, yet still to get a real success story like you're presenting to people is very, very important. Thank you for doing it. Let's tell people once again that this show is called Natural Heroes. It's produced by Valerie, and it is Valerie Landis, and it is on Mondays at 7:30. For more information about Natural Heroes, where to get it is naturalheroes.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.